KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Umkhonkhondlovu District Municipality is investigating claims that water tanker drivers have been selling water to desperate residents. It follows a letter from a DA ward councillor alleging people in the Mkambatini area sometimes wait more than a week for their public JoJo tanks to be refilled. It also claims one serves several communities with demand far outstripping supply. Municipal spokesperson Brian Zuma says no official complaints against any drivers have been made.
These allegations are not surfacing for the first time. We have a service provider that is providing tankers to service people with water. It is the whole service provider that is responsible for the people that are driving those water tankers. However, the company is accountable to us in terms of whether they are doing justice in terms of the service that they are providing.
He says the municipality is prepared to act against the drivers if the evidence is provided.
Thank you very much to the councillor that reported the allegations, but it's not good enough. The councillors must be able, because they are members of the same council that is responsible for providing water services, they must be able to go out there and encourage people to report such people, get evidence, take pictures, take number plates of those cars, so that you are able to take action on the basis of evidence. This is what we are requesting for the people. That is the action that we are saying will help us to be able to deal adequately with this allegation.
The Human Rights Commission says it's exploring legal options to convene public inquests into July 2021 unrest deaths. At least 36 people were killed in Phoenix, and what the commission's investigations found were racially motivated attacks. 12 unrest-related criminal matters have been heard at the Verulam Magistrates Court. The SAHRC says it remains concerned that 6 inquests related to the Phoenix deaths were conducted informally without public hearings. Spokesperson Wisani Baloyi says the scale of the violence requires greater transparency and accountability.
The South African Human Rights Commission remains deeply concerned by the slow pace of justice. The Commission calls on the National Prosecuting Authority and all branches of government to commit to restoring public confidence by ensuring that the truth surrounding the event that occurred is uncovered through public legal processes.
And in the Eastern Cape, police have launched an investigation following the fatal shooting of a Walter Sisulu University staff member. The victim was found inside a car outside the institution's Nelson Mandela Drive campus in Mthatha last night. Provincial SAPS spokesperson Nobuntu Gantana.
The motive remains unknown. The active provincial commissioner of Eastern Cape, Major General Thandi Swakhupiso, stated that SAPS has mobilized maximum resources to pursue all leads. Public speculation must be avoided to preserve the integrity of the investigation.
And finally, Real Madrid star Kylian Mbappe has been discharged from hospital after being admitted with acute gastroenteritis. The France World Cup winner missed their opening FIFA Club World Cup game against Al Hilal this week. He's now returned to the Spanish team's training base where he will receive further treatment. The top story, Umkhonkhondlovu District Municipality is investigating claims that water tanker drivers in Mkambatini have been selling water to residents. The allegations were brought forward by a DA ward councillor. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.